hole in there where it would turn freely, you know. And one get on one end and one on the other, maybe a 10 or 12 foot board, and run it around and around and around like that. Expect the one to get knocked off, and the thing would come around there and hit you if you didn't mind. It's real dangerous. They didn't like for us to play on that.
Those things would go pretty fast, I guess.
Yeah. Well, the danger was, if one fell off, that thing wouldn't stop. It'd come all around the board and hit the side of the head, you know. What to say?
Talking about the seesaw, if you saw some children playing on that, you'd say they were...
Seesawing?
Okay. Did you ever see something made out of taking a board and fixing it down at both ends, and children would jump on it?
Jump on?
What is that? How would you build one of those?
Well, a jump board? Mm-hmm. The way we did it was just take a long board, a wide one, you know, if you could get it. Mm-hmm. And you just put a log or something under the middle of it. Mm-hmm. About if two people weighed close the same thing, you know, you put a little log under the center of it, probably if it was just 6 inches high. Well, then one could jump and then the other one.
So it's built on the same design as the seesaw?
Right, except it's a jump board.
And you say you might take a long rope and tie that to a tree limb and put a seat on that and make a...
swing.
Okay. And what did you use to carry coal in?
Coal? We didn't use coal.
Do you know what people would use to carry it in if they... and the thing that runs from the stove up to the chimney.
The stove up to the chimney?
The
pipe?
Okay.
Stove pipe?
And say if you wanted to move something heavy like some bricks, you might use this little thing that has a wheel in front and two handles to it.
Wheelbarrow.
Okay. And what would you use to sharpen tools on?
Sharpen tools on?
Mm-hmm.
Grinding rock?
Okay. What about something smaller that you could hold in your hand?
Wet rock.
And the thing that people drive nowadays, you call that a...
drive?
Uh-huh. They don't use horses or wagons anymore. Everybody has a...
car.
Okay. Any other names for a car? Is that...
Let me see.
Did you ever say machine or automobile or?
Once in a while you say automobile, but not too often.
The word you usually use is?
Would be a car.
And
a truck.
Say if something was squeaking, to lubricate it, you'd say you had to
grease it.
And you say yesterday he
greased his car.
Okay. And if grease got all over your hand, you'd say your hands were all...
greasy.
And something that, say if the door hinge was squeaking, you might put a few drops of...
oil.
And inside the tire of the car, at least it used to be, they'd have the inner...
tube.
And say someone had just built a boat and they were going to put it in the water for the first time. You said they were going to...
christen the boat.
Okay. Anything else you might say? They're fixing to put it in the water. Do you ever use the word launch?
Yeah.
Launch the boat.
Yeah. Launch the boat, yeah.
What different types of boats do people have around here?
Different types?
Mm-hmm.
Well, just a small fishing boat for the river, and then they got bigger boats for the Gulf, go skiing and all this on. And some of them got cabin cruisers that go out with.